stories for kids. My special than you.
Lily Ladybug was sitting on the post of Peggy's sty. She was thinking about what she was going to do that day. She looked up into the big blue sky and sighed.
I want to do something new.
Peggy the pig looked at her friend and said,
How about a fun trip to the zoo?
Oh, I remember Cyril the seagull talking about the zoo. He said he would teach me about the animals. I'll ask him to take me. Then I'll come back and teach you.
This was just the type of adventure that she loved the most.
It sounds very interesting. I can't wait to hear all about the lovely and special animals you meet in the zoo.
Oh, Peggy, I'll tell you all about them. But I don't think any of the animals in the zoo could possibly be more special than you.
And with that, she gave Peggy a little kiss on her snout and flew off to find Cyril the seagull. Lily found Cyril at the duck pond and asked him if they could go to the zoo.
Ooh, good idea,
replied Cyril.
But there are so many animals we can see. If we go, I think we will only have time to visit three.
Okay.
I'll take you. Climb on my head and hold on tight.
So Lily climbed on, and Cyril the seagull flapped his wings and flew into the sky. Up they soared and on they flew. They swooped through the clouds and landed gently on a fence in the zoo. Lily looked around and saw a very tall animal stretching to reach the leaves on the highest part of the tree.
Ooh, look at that! With his long, spotty neck, he reaches the tops of the trees. And his yellow, lanky legs have big, knobbly knees. What animal is this?
That tall, peaceful animal is called a giraffe. And when he has a drink, he'll give you a laugh.
Cyril and Lily watched the animal walk slowly over to the water. He was thirsty and wanted a drink. But to reach the water, he had to open his two front legs very wide, stretching his feet apart like he was doing the splits.
Oh my! How is he going to reach the water?
Keep watching.
The giraffe then bent his neck down and carefully lapped at the water.
Wow!
Laughed Lily and said to the giraffe,
I don't think any other animal in the zoo could possibly be more special than you.
Next, Cyril and Lily visited a little rock pool. There were lots of black and white birds swimming in the water. One jumped out onto a rock and shook his wings to dry off. Lily watched carefully and said to Cyril,
Look at how they waddle and wobble around. And their little wings can't get them up off the ground. What animal is this?
These cheeky little fellows are called banded penguins. When they dive in the water, it looks like they're powered by engines.
Cyril and Lily watched the penguins diving, jumping, swimming, and splashing in the pool. They were so fast and were having so much fun together.
Wow, you're so quick!
Lily said to the penguins.
I don't think any other animal in the zoo could possibly be more special than you.
Then Lily heard loud barking from the pool next door.
Oh, are there dogs in the zoo?
Nope, but this animal does bark. Let's go have a look,
said Cyril, flapping his way to the noisy creatures. It was even louder now that Lily was closer to them. The zookeeper was feeding the brown animals fish. She called each one by name and threw fish into the air for them to catch.
Amazing! Look how much they love eating fish. They jump out of the water and back in with a swish. What animal is this?
Cyril jumped out of the way of a big splash of water and said,
Those are sea lions barking away. They swim and splash in the water all day.
Lily watched the sea lions jump off of the rocks and high out of the water to catch the fish from the zookeeper.
Whoa, you are incredible,
she said to the sea lions.
I don't think any of the animals in the zoo could possibly be more special than you.
It's time to go home now, Lily. So hop on my head and I'll drop you off by the farmer's shed.
So Lily climbed on and Cyril the seagull flapped his wings and flew into the sky. Up they soared and on they flew. They swooped through the clouds and landed gently on a fence by Peggy's sty. Lily jumped off Cyril's head and said,
"Thank you for taking me to the zoo. I had so much fun on this adventure with you."
"My pleasure,"
squawked Cyril as he flew away.
"You're back,"
exclaimed Peggy the pig.
"How was the zoo?"
Lily looked at Peggy and gave a big happy sigh.
"The animals in the zoo were both lovely and silly. Some made me laugh and giggle,"
said Lily.
"I saw so many animals behind the zoo gate. But while watching them, I learned something great."
"Tell me more."
"The animals I have seen on the farm and the zoo are all super special." "Oh yes, it's true."
"Nah, you're right. We are all special. What animals did you see and what made them special?"
So Lily spent the rest of her evening telling Peggy all about the tall, lanky giraffe and how funny he looked when he had a drink. The little black and white penguins who couldn't fly but could swim faster than anything she had seen before. And the noisy, barking sea lions jumping and splashing about in the water.